That's the theme, and hello, everyone. Rick Adams with you, Radio Avenger, filling in today and later in the week as well for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report, and we have a special program lined up for you today, as always, and at about half past this hour, we're going to bring John on, John Stadtmiller, who's recovering, as you know, from that accident that he had, and he's going to tell us about a drive that we have here. A fun drive, and about what has happened recently and what his plans are for expanding the great network of Republic Broadcasting. So welcome aboard. And today we are going to welcome back to the microphones. No stranger with me is probably the, I think the finest attorney that I've ever met and had the pleasure of speaking with. And he is also known as the attorney for the damned. Edgar Steele. Hello, Edgar.
Hello, Rick. Thank you very much. Thank you for that very effusive introduction. You're very kind.
Well, I mean it. I don't say it unless I mean it. And, you know, we met a few years ago in Washington, and I had the pleasure of introducing you. Unfortunately, I also had the unpleasure of having to cut you off when you were just warming up because of time. We had so many speakers, and that's why we have you here so often, because you have so much to say, and there is so little time in which to say it. And today we're going to have you on, hopefully, for the whole 2 hours, because I know people are concerned, and we need to be concerned about our freedoms, not just our private property rights, but really what used to be the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. And they're all virtually gone, as you have said, essentially, right?
Yep, I have said it. The Constitution is a dead letter.
A thing of the past. It's gone. Poof, just like that. Well, it didn't happen just like that. It happened over a period of time, didn't it?
Well, it did. A lot of people would argue that it began right after it was adopted. a larger number will argue that it began with Lincoln's presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another large group that argue that it began with Wilson during his presidency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And certainly a watershed event was FDR. But I believe that the modern American coup, the real end of America, began in the late 50s, early 60s, and was highlighted by the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yeah,
it was during that period that the Supreme Court abdicated its position under the Constitution and began to make law. It was during that period that our congressmen began to sell out America.
Indeed.
And it was during that period that the presidents became even more blatant about how sold out they were to Zionist interests.
All right, we'll talk about all of this. Hop aboard. Edgar Steele is our guest, and I'm Rick Adams, filling in for John Stadtmiller. We'll return.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And this is Rick Adams filling in for John today, and John will be speaking with us in about 20 minutes. And right now, our guest is Edgar J. Steele. And Edgar, of course, as I said, is considered the attorney for the damned because he represents those that can least represent themselves, the politically incorrect folk who wind up being victimized by the government or by some force that controls the government. And we speak of that force today as Zionist occupation, among other forces. And he also has his own websites. One of them is conspiracypenpal.com. And if you look, of course, my name appears on there today and talking about the interview we're doing. His most recent column has to do with the Ten Commandments. And then the previous week, the Kelo decision, Roe, and the president's liver. And you can get online and look at those columns right now. But I'd like to talk with Edgar today, I think pretty much exclusively, though not exclusively. You're welcome to bring up anything. I'd like to speak to Edgar J. Steele about the greatest assault that America is facing internally today. And I believe that assault is on whatever little, if anything, remains of our freedom of speech in this country today. And Edgar, of course, you can document a number of cases that have not been highlighted in the national media where people have indeed paid a price for so-called speech crimes and so-called thought crimes, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, it's more dramatic overseas and in Canada,
mm-hmm.
where they've actually passed the laws that they're trying to get passed in America. There they prosecute people directly for uttering certain things out loud, whether or not those things might be true. Like if somebody says 6 million Jews didn't die, and they say that in Canada, they go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
If they say that in Britain, Germany, France, a host of Western countries, they go to prison. You know, there's still a law in the books in Russia, though it is no longer being enforced since the Zionists were removed from power, imposing the death penalty if you are found to be anti-Semitic. And I predict that that very law will find its way into force in America mm-hmm. before we are done.
You know, as horrible and as incredible as that sounds, I tend to agree with you. And the reason is because we have changed so much in America today. We have been conditioned to a great extent, as you point out, by so much of the Holocaust theology, which has been condemned even by some Jews who have felt it's gone way over the line now, to the point where it will be considered, hatred will be considered, probably the greatest crime that you can commit, hatred against a protected class. And that protected class today tends to be Zionist Jews more than anyone.
Well, we're already there, Rick. We are there in America.
Mm-hmm.
They are prosecuting and locking up people for that. Just ask Matt Hale,
yes.
who recently was sentenced to 40 years
mm-hmm.
for not objecting strenuously enough to the suggestion by an FBI agent that that FBI agent kill a judge, a federal judge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't agree. He didn't send him. He just didn't disagree strongly enough. And for that, he's been sentenced to 40 years. Now, you got to ask yourself, what's that all about? Mm-hmm. Clearly, what it's about is he has been sentenced for his way of thinking and what he has had to say. And the main things that he's had to say mm-hmm. have been negative things about Zionism throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, today, and I could cite case after case of the politically incorrect
mm-hmm.
sent to jail in America under charges that are trumped up, but which in reality cover up a sentence for the wrong kind of thinking.
That's interesting because I know there are other cases, for instance, one in particular in New Jersey, where this young Jewish man was implicated in the murder of a young Hispanic a few years ago, and he wound up going to Israel so that he could be immune from prosecution.
Oh, they always do that, and they give them a chance. And if they don't go on their own, our Justice Department will deport them to Israel.
Oh.
And Israel refuses to extradite anybody to any other country who is a criminal and has sought for justice.
Now, as a matter of fact, not only is that true, but in fact, what we have seen recently was a bill, I'm told, and I think we can dig it up a little bit later or tomorrow, that was passed by the Israeli Knesset that essentially says Israel has the right to go into any country of the world and kidnap anyone who might challenge the official story of the Holocaust. And if that is true, they can kidnap them and put them on trial in Israel. That, my friends, has to speak reams about how far we've come down the road.
Well, that's right. I'm wondering when the Mossad hit squad will show up at my front door to spirit me away in the night. Or will they just deal with me the way they dealt with between 20 and 80 million Russian white Christians last century and put a bullet in the base of my skull?
Well, unfortunately, I can't really disagree with anything you've said so far, Edgar. I feel that you're one of God's prophets today, in a way, and I think that you have a little anointing of oil, or you got to get some, because I think you're going to need it, and I will, too, as the days roll ahead, because we are under attack, and most Americans who don't listen to our network, that's why it's so important to listen, don't know that their freedoms have all but vanished in this country today.
Well, they have, and you talked about you wanted to talk about the First Amendment today. Those people hearing these words right now, listen closely.
Mm-hmm.
This is the outer limit of what's left of the First Amendment in America today. This program, which you're listening to on the Internet, mm-hmm. which you will never hear on any major broadcast station,
mm-hmm.
which you will never hear reported upon by any organ of the American media,
mm-hmm.
this program, which is being spammed out all over the world, this program, which probably will be made illegal within a year or two.
I have no doubt about that if we don't begin to fight right now. And the hour is late. We'll talk about why it's late as we go on this afternoon with this program. But my guest is Edgar J. Steele. He's an attorney. He's probably the most courageous attorney in the country, certainly the most I have ever met. Right now, if you have a question or a comment before we do our business and have John Stadtmiller join us, we'll go right to the phones, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. People are already lining up to speak to you. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, filling in for John Stadtmiller's program, The National Intel Report. Hello, Mike in Nevada. You're on with Edgar J. Steele.
Hi, Rick and Edgar. Excellent show as usual. Mr. Steele, thank you so much for the hard work and incisive commentary that you have on the state of things.
Thank you. It's my job, you know.
Exactly. The first piece that I was introduced to from you was the one titled "It Wasn't Arabs," and it's that really said a lot.
You know, that's interesting that you mentioned that. I was thinking about that just a half hour ago as I was driving back to do this show, and I was thinking, you know, I've got to send a copy of that book to Bernie Farber, the head of the Canadian Jewish League,
mm-hmm.
who proved to be the inspiration for that piece. And I mention him in my book, Defensive Racism, and I mention how he was the inspiration and why it was that it was a hatred-filled email he sent to me that I actually played off of and then developed into that essay.
Wow. Well, one thing that I would just like to recommend to all the listeners is
mm-hmm.
that they go to your website and they look for the audio file of you reading the parable called Ducks and Hens, because I think that really says it all as far as what we are going through in this country.
Well, it does, and there's something new on, too. If you look down at the bottom of the list of the most recent column I posted, you'll see a video listed, and if you click on that, you can get to a web page that gives you a choice of three different speeds depending upon your internet bandwidth, and you can see some original cartoons that have been drawn to fit that story, and I think it really enhances the piece a lot.
Great. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
All right, Mike, thank you very kindly for your call, 800-313-9443. We're speaking with attorney Edgar J. Steele, and we're going to have a break coming up quickly. So DJ in Illinois and John in New York, you stay where you are. When we come back, we'll get to your calls quickly. And, of course, John Stadtmiller will join us at the bottom of the half hour here and tell us about plans for expansion and what's going on currently with RBN. But, Edgar, people can just log on to your website very easily, I guess, conspiracypenpal.com. You also have another, don't you?
I do, www.defensiveracism.com, which has sample chapters from my book,
mm-hmm.
full reviews by people who have read the book and written formal reviews on it, and reader comments. And, of course, you can order a copy.
All right, right from the website, right?
Right from the website, get a $5 discount.
All right, and is there people that don't have a web connection, is there any other way they can order it, by phone or no?
They can send a check. If you send a check for $28.95, that includes shipping and handling, to P.O. Box 1255, Sagal, S-A-G-L-E, Idaho, 83860.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Edgar. You stay where you are. We shall return with calls and the midway break. So midway this half hour, I should say. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger for John Stadtmiller. The National Intel Report continues.
We'll be right back. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
On the National Intel Report, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, and, well, we've got a bunch of callers that want to talk to you. Let's try to squeeze them all in if we can before the half-hour break here. DJ in Illinois, hi, you're on the air with Edgar J. Steele.
Hey, it's a privilege to hear both of you, and it will be great to hear John again.
Thank you. Guess, got a question?
I have a question, and also I want to know if you want the 2-800 numbers for the congressional switchboard.
Well, that's fine. You can give that as well. Sure, we have it, but go ahead. You can do that now if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted that, you know, so people who are like in my boat can call.
They can call and urge the House to vote against, was it the House that passed it in the Senate yet?
Well, the House hasn't passed it to my knowledge.
The Senate passed it. House is supposed to be up within a day or two.
Now, this is H.R. 2662, right?
I'm not sure what the number is.
Well, that's
is.
The
it's
prevention
just,
of
the
heat
CAFTA.
Crimes. Right.
It's the CAFTA one.
Well, let's not confuse
the Central America Free Trade Agreement, which is the analog to NAFTA, GATT, and a number of others, and just another nail in our coffin.
But let's speak specifically about the hate crimes bill. That's what we're talking about, because right now that's the most impending threat to all of us, I believe. Would you agree, Edgar?
I think CAFTA is pretty impending, actually.
Well,
I think
both
the economic
of them,
threat to America is what is going to bring America down.
My question for Edgar is, if I understand some of the things that I've read on the links to stopthefdaa.org, it will pretty much nullify all of our laws in that anything that other countries disagree with as far as hate speech or even licenses, the qualifications for licenses.
What kind of licenses? All licenses, you're saying? All licensing of everything? Or
well, under the service area of services,
that
there has to be reasonable accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
What is reasonable accommodation if it doesn't agree with what the other bunch wants?
Well, you know, a majority of our current Supreme Court bench is on record as being in favor of what they call realigning American law with other Western law, which is right in line with what you're talking about.
Yeah, globalism. All
That's
right.
what I was wondering, if you could verify that. That's what I was thinking it meant. It was so vague. It was just a small phrase in there.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Very
small phrase. What do you think our executives are working toward? What do you think Bush is working toward? And, of course, the third branch of government, Congress, is non-existent because they've all sold out and capitulated. So now all we have is the executive branch led by our new dictator, and we have the judicial branch, which makes law.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, DJ.
Do you want me to give those numbers quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Quickly.
Okay. 1-866
Yes.
877
Mm-hmm.
And then spell Hill.
Right.
The other one that I have is 877-762
Mm-hmm.
8762
Okay, I'll repeat them. Thank you very much.
Thank
All
you
right.
for having them on.
I appreciate your calls and your support. John in New York, hi, you're on the program.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm kind of one of those gatekeepers. I've been in court for after a 10-year battle in farming here, and I basically have proven everybody to be lying, and when it gets said and done, they don't know what to do with me because I've got, you know, the university lying, I got the judge lying, I got the New York State Insurance Fraud Department lying, the Bar Association lying, and it's like, well, they haven't shot me, and so I've been labeled a gatekeeper, I guess, because I've been in appeal for over a year, and they just nobody talks to me. It's like they just hope that I disappear, and they're hopefully I financially will die, and that kind of thing. Anyhow, in the interim of what I'm doing is I'm sending out, like, flyers of 9/11 and Beyond Treason and Exposing the Beast tapes and the Deliberately Dumbing Us Down websites and the website, and especially the website for JamesMcCaneyScience.com and TheLibertyMan.com on the Planet X coming by and going to be a natural disaster that wipes us out anyhow. And exposing this to the congressmen and the policing departments, It's doing it to them. It's doing it to them, their children. And it's kind of like I've done things where I haven't had my truck inspected for 5 years, and yet you're not supposed to get your registration. The first year that that happened, they gave me a ticket, and it got thrown out. And after that, 5 more years of registration with no inspection. And it's because I keep this battle of what you're doing and pointing out the obvious things of deceit. And, you know, it's like Enron. No one's gone to jail yet, and yet they know it was completely bogus and money operative and all that kind of thing. And there's so many of those things that are going on. So anyhow, I'm declaring the government to be corrupt. You know, when President Kennedy's report came out, there was only one bullet, and yet the doctor's report is two bullets. The mafia man that shot him was our president. And since then, and probably alongside of a lot of these guys, it's all being controlled, and they're all mafia. And, you know, you pull up Clinton's friends on the Internet, you get a three-page death list, the last 12 being his bodyguards. And so you ignore or... when they give you a law that they say, oh, they're going to or whatever, and I'm not going to say I haven't been thrown out of police precincts or somewhere, you know, I mean, I've had people throw my paperwork right. back at me and, you know, basically get mad at me.
John, what point do you wish to make now? Because you're making a lot of good ones, but is there a specific point you wish for our audience
well,
to know?
Well, I've kind of given you a quick rundown on what my stance is. Is there any other solutions that you might have to do right now?
Well, okay, thank you for the call. We'll let Edgar address them. Edgar, we don't have much time before the break. But
well, it's interesting. My current column is sitting on the edge of my desk. I'm going to finalize it and hopefully send it out to my list today where I address this very issue.
All right.
And I'm advocating that people that haven't already developed a profile like John obviously have, that they start to hunker down a little bit and maintain a smaller profile.
Very
interesting. And I'm also giving hints as to what you can do even while you're doing that.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll be right back, and we'll have John Stadmiller online. Stay where you are.
You're listening.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yes, yes you are. And hey, Rick Adams, happy enough to be filling in again for the boss, the National Intel Report, John Stapmiller, who just happens to be on the line right now with something very important to tell us. And John, hello there.
How are you doing this afternoon, Rick?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. And how are you doing, more importantly?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for sitting in. I've had, as most people have heard, Rick, an unfortunate accident.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's been a month to the day today that happened on June 25th.
Mm.
And I'm well enough. I'm going to be back on the air starting next Monday full time.
Great. We miss you. Wow. We really do. And, you know, you and, of course, you know, this network have been rather special to all of us out here because it truly is what talk radio should be about. And you want to bring us up to date on what's happening with the network. And go right ahead, John.
Well, and it's been kind of trying here for the last 4 weeks. My wonderful wife, Sandra, has been manning the helm, taking care of things. But we got a little bit behind the eight ball and what we're doing. Is doing a pledge drive for the network. We need, let me see here, about 20 grand in less than 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been behind the eight ball before. To be perfectly honest with you, I've been on other networks, just done a show and made a lot of money. But running a network, doing the programming, This is the love of my life. For me, there is no other option except to try to get this country back. It's a constitutional republic. It has, and it always shall be, a Christian nation. It was founded on Christian principle. And I was really shocked, Rick. Kennedy, one of the TV evangelists.
James Kennedy?
James Kennedy, last week, and I ordered a copy of the program. He just went right through it. I don't know why his 501c3 has not been yanked, but he went directly after the federal government, and it was a breath of fresh air to see a man that professes to be a Christian go after the control and the federal government. It was powerful. There was, you could have heard a pin drop in that man's church. A lot of people are coming on board. A lot of people, through necessity, are searching out information as to what's going on in their lives and why it is such a mess. And Republic Broadcasting, being the second endeavor in the broadcasting I've done, is done for one and one purpose only. That's educational purpose. And you can only educate and teach is if you have students or pupils or a class in which to teach to. And that is our job. That is all of our jobs. I love this country very much. I don't sell anybody short. They deserve to have the truth and the information because they literally have been lied to their entire lives.
Absolutely.
That is what is at issue here. And this network, I see other networks out there, and I know them all. Some are internet. Some are satellite, some, along the format that we have here. But no other network carries the programming 24/7 that we do, and it's all centered on one thing, and that's defeating this globalist government scam, and it's getting our republic back. People like Edgar J. Steele, here's an attorney. Here's a man that's putting his, I guess you could say, permission slip, his bar association certificate to practice law on the line. Why is he doing it? Because he has a vision of what is planned for all of us in the near future. While I've been out, I've watched the Patriot Act. I saw that instituted. I've seen CAFTA. CAFTA is coming up for vote here probably Wednesday.
In the House.
In the House.
Yep.
I've seen these things go on and literally powerless to do anything about it or at least to lend my voice behind microphone and on the airwaves. And the one thing that it's done for me, Rick, it's done one thing. It is only further entrenched me in what needs to be done. A lot of people have asked me, have you had epiphanies? Has there been any major change in your life? Only my dedication to what I'm doing and the help that we need from all the listeners out there to keep spreading the word.
Amen.
Because there's only going to be one way that this happens. It's not going to be an Edgar J. Steele, or it's not going to be a Rick Adams. It's not going to be a John Statler. It's not going to be an Alex Jones. It's not going to be any one individual that does this. We, as talk show hosts and as network people that run networks, we're only a network. We are not the end-all, be-all. I am not the leader of the troops out there. I simply build mechanisms so which people can come and quench their thirst for knowledge and the truth. It is up to our listeners to keep spreading this message. This is not a dress rehearsal, Rick. Everything is on the line. And for what I've just seen pass in the last three and a half weeks, we are in serious, serious trouble. So we need the help of people out there. And what we're doing is a pledge drive, and there have been thousands of you, and I mean thousands and thousands and thousands of you out there that have enjoyed programming off of this network that have never bought any product, never called into any talk show host,
that's right,
never made a pledge, never done anything. We're putting out a call because here's the bottom line, and I'm not doing this to shock people or I'm not doing this to make them unsettled or unhappy. But at the end of next month, if we do not catch up on these bills that we are facing right now due to my absence and due to a few personnel changes, we have a man that has come in to build the business side, the business structure for this network. It is going to be ongoing. It will fund itself. We have gotten a little bit behind the eight ball, and we're calling on all of our listeners out there for help right now. So, Rick, this is simply what I want to do. I want to ask people to call in to the network. Call into the network and make that pledge. And please, folks, and I'm not going to say what denomination. I mean, we've had supporters that have supported us $5, $10, $20. for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had people, Rick, that have come up and said, well, you know, I'll donate $50 or $100. We are in serious, serious financial straits right now. We get over this hump for this month of August. We are going to be just fine. What's being implemented to this network and the people that are on board now for that business plan and enact that business plan. So we're going to be on solid footing. But here is the call for help. And I will say this unequivocally because I've seen the books and I know exactly what I can add. I can 2 + 2 = 4. Mm-hmm. I can see by the end of next month, if we do not make this hump, if we don't get over this hump, Republic Broadcasting Network will be off the airwaves at the end of next month. So here it is, folks.
Okay.
You've got people like Rick Adams. You've got a lot of good people. You've got Chris Gerner. You've got my program on. You've got Jack McClam. You've got Peter Shank. We've got a lot of good people on this network. Alan Stang is on this network. We've got a lot of good people, and we're adding programming. Jerry Gudetti has agreed to do a Saturday show. Now, this is a microbiologist. She is going to bring a wealth of information to people. We will continue to build if you will continue to support. And we're putting out this call right now for maximum, and I mean maximum, donations. And, folks, trust me, your return will come to you in I don't know what form, but I can say this. That if you make your maximum donation and pledge to this network right now, this is for the rest of us. This is for our succeeding generations yet to come. This is for the whole, this is not, as I said, a dress rehearsal. So whether you want to donate $1,000 today, and by the way, if you go up to our website, rbnlive.com, in the top right-hand corner, it says donate. If you click on that, we have donation premiums for folks out there. If you want to donate $1,000, I'll tell you what you'll get if you donate $1,000. You have your choice of getting a Sangia 909 deluxe shortwave radio or a Berkey Light water filtration system or a Berkey Imperial or whatever. $500, a 505P shortwave radio. And you will throw other ditties in there, citizens rule books and RBM bumper stickers. But at any rate, make the call and make the pledge today. We have other people out there that do pledges. They're very good at it. I'm not the most polished person, and I'm not really good, Rick, at begging. But here is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Either we get the $20,000 that we need between now and I was just corrected 8 days from now, or we are gone at the end of next month. Let me give you that 800 number. 800 number is 800-724-2719. That number again is 800-724-2719. And, Rick, your program comes on the network. You're on Monday through Friday. You've turned out to be one of the better talk show hosts on this network. We need to expand this. We need to get your voice in more people's ears. That's what this is all about. Either we're going to come together on this. There's a lot of people, Rick, I've been talking to lately. They're scared. They're scared because they see how fast the globalists are moving right now, and it's literally scaring the snot out of them, almost to the point that they're afraid to move.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely.
But you know what? They need to fear. They need to fear failure more than anything, and they need to fear not serving God and not doing what they know in their heart is right. The right thing to do is to invest where your mouth is. Put your money where your mouth is while you can, because all of that money isn't going to be worth a thing very soon if we don't save things and turn things around in this nation.
Well, and a lot of people are still concerned about their own condition and their own way of life right now, and that's just temporary. What we've seen go on in this country in the last 10 years, let alone what's just passed in the last 3 weeks, is absolutely incredible. And folks, just hang on, because they have more in store. I have faith in people. I have faith in my God, and I know that we're going to come out on the winning end.
But absolutely.
But folks, we need to do one thing, and one thing that is absolutely just, it freezes people like deer in the headlight. You have to rid yourself of the fear. I enjoy what I do. My biggest reward, Rick, is when I see somebody that said, hey, calls into the network or it says to me, says, I just heard some programming and it's coming from your network. I knew something was wrong. I didn't have any idea. I'm blown away by the information you guys have. Mm-hmm. That is my payoff, Mr. Adams. When I hear that, mm-hmm. that is my payoff.
It warms your heart.
It certainly does.
And, you know, people can pay in a number of ways. PayPal is one. They can also contribute directly to the network, right?
That's right. The address here is Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays. If you just want to mail us a check or a money order, or like we say, FRNs wrapped in foil. If you'd like to send in a donation, that's RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Round Rock, Texas. Two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We will appreciate that, or you can go up to our website and you can make a donation from your credit card on PayPal if you'd like to, or please give us a call at 800-724-2719. And I'll jump out of here. And
great.
Edgar, thank you, sir, for what you're doing out there. And if we don't all get together, they're going to plan on hanging us separately, I'm sure. Thank you, Mr. Adams. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, John Stadmiller. God bless you. And I mean that. And you heard it, folks. You heard the appeal. I can't really add to it, and I won't right now. But we'll be reminding you throughout the week when I'm on. Tonight we're having a rebroadcast, by the way, on my program at 8 o'clock Central of a very important program, and that is U.S. English, about English as the official language of the United States ties into the invasion that we have been experiencing in America. So don't miss that. Tomorrow night, on my program, 8 o'clock Central, we have Professor David Raymond Griffin and his two books on the New Pearl Harbor and 9/11, Commission, Omissions and Distortions. Don't miss it. Stay with us. Contribute. Help in any way you can. All right. Now we're back. Edgar, you're still there.
I am still here.
Amen. Thank you. And you, of course, of all, can appreciate what we're going through across the nation, you know, while the enemy is reaping billions of dollars, and many of those billions coming from their unsuspecting, stupid, you know, lemmings that just give them money for various and sundry things, from everything from cable TV to all of the other things and junk that we buy. You know, we are we're fighting literally for our lives. And I know it's been costly to you financially as well.
Yes, it has. You know, and people always ask, what can I do? Is it time yet? It's not time yet. There's lots of things you can do. The problem is they're starting to pick us off. And those who haven't generated a profile with the government need to be careful not to get one so you don't go to prison. And one thing you can do is to respond to John Stadmiller's appeal for funds. You can support organizations. You can buy my book. You can subscribe to American Free Press, which is the finest patriot newspaper around by far.
Mm-hmm.
You can send contributions. I'm sure Rick Adams has expenses for his show and would welcome contributions. And that's what you can do. And you don't have to go out and wear a sandwich board in the intersection. You don't have to stand up and expose yourself to Mossad hit squads. There already are plenty of people like me, like Rick, doing that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do something and you're worried about exposing yourself, then do what John asked and send him some money to keep this station on the air.
That's right. And you don't have to have your name affixed to any money. By the way, you can write out a postal money order, and you don't have to have your name made out to cash, and that's it, period. It'll cash, it'll clear, and you don't have to worry about being identified. However, I would like to say that there are many people, as John said, that are fearful, and really the fear is okay, except that you're fearing the wrong people, and you're fearing the wrong wrath. You'd really better think about when the Lord asks you what you did right and what you didn't do during this time of crisis. You better be able to respond, I did more than I thought I could have done. And I think that's the important thing we all must ask ourselves. I'm a sacrificer, as you know. And look, yeah, my needs are there, but I don't want my needs to take precedence over this network. I want this network to be here, because without it, I'm not here anyway. None of us is. So let's support the network. Let's support John. And we have some big things planned in advertising and money and so forth. So let's all row at the oars. And Edgar, as I say, without people like you and others who are perhaps still a little nervous about getting more visible, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't even be talking about these issues. So,
you know, Rick,
thank you.
What you have to say reminds me of a TV show I watched just last night, a repeat of The Dead Zone, where Johnny, the guy who has the psychic powers, says to the recurring character who is a minister, a TV evangelist, and he says to him, "Well, Reverend, what are you more interested in, saving your ass or saving your soul?"
Wow, I couldn't put it any more bluntly myself. All right, I see the clock ticking. We still got people now held over. Ed and others will be with you, I promise, soon as we come back from the next break. If you want to get on the line, you better get on the line to talk to us now. 800-313-9443. And don't forget the pledge drive number is 800-724-2719. I'm Rick Adams, filling in for Brother John Stapmiller. We'll be right back.
We must take some very close time.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back. again in this first hour of the program. Rick Adams with you for John Stadtmiller and Edgar J. Steele, our attorney for the damned, representing you, your Constitution. Let us go to the phones right now and say hello to Ed in New York. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, my question was earlier that I was wondering if still in publishing or in print was the book How or the South Was Right. Years ago on the show titled The Hour of Courage, I forgot who it was there that was selling that book. And I was wondering, do you have a copy and do you know if it's still in print?
Are you asking each of us?
Yes.
I have no idea. Edgar?
I have no idea either. But a book with a title like that, if it isn't still in print, ought to be reprinted.
Yeah.
Anyway, was that your only question?
I wanted to say that law is simplified very much by history itself. And we should have a broader perspective on our own society by the history that's easily discovered through a little bit of research. And how that could be done is having a good grasp of the legal definitions in the cultures where the original languages of the Bible were accepted throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
And an example would be the Liddell and Scott lexicon, which is very precise and complete in describing not only words that can be described in the Bible legally, but can be referenced between those similar words that are important in the Bible.
All right, very good.
There's no other lexicon like Liddell and Scott.
Yeah, that's important because, unfortunately, today there are many churches, many Christians, many pastors who don't know who their people are, who don't know who and what Israel really is, and who, unfortunately, don't know who the enemies are. And they've been preaching from the lies that they've been fed in theology school and seminary. I call them cemeteries. And that's exactly what they're doing, is spewing forth what they've been mistaught from allegedly the scriptures. And all they've been doing is been regurgitating the lies and distortions of the original language. So you certainly make a good point, Ed. Thanks for that contribution.
Can I just make
one? Sure, you've got a few seconds.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The word for righteous, dikaios, I think can be broken down. And when you look further into the Liddell and Scott, you can see that what I'm saying may be accurate, and that dikaios, word for righteous, can be broken from de, which is also a word in Latin, eco, which means proceed and to arrive, and ho, or hos, which means which is. And many words can be broken similarly, like the word for law, onoma.
All right.
Onoma can be broken down into nemo.
We'll look it up. Liddell and Scott, thank you for your call. We got to run this hour. Be back in the next. Rick Adams with you. The National Intel Report continues.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab.
If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.